Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
Jess, Temu, I have to admit, I wasn't aware who Temu was. Tell us about them.
Well, this is one of the most popular smartphone apps in the world. And I guarantee you, if you ask anyone under the age of 30, they will have this on their phone and they may have used it. And Dr. Kelly.
You don't have to be under the age of 30 to have it on your phone.
Well, I did.
Alas.
I had not, but my younger sister had it. But it's an online marketplace. It's a Chinese application. You go on. The interface looks quite like Amazon, but you can get very good dupes, so duplications of actually branded content. So, for example, if you wanted a pair of trainers that looked like Tommy Hilfiger trainers, but they cost you €14 rather than a few hundred quid, that's the way to go. It's incredibly popular since around 2022. But now it's coming under the scrutiny of the EU, like everything else in the world, because there are questions as to whether or not it is transparent with its users.
So, in what way?
In a few different ways. So number one is the transparency over why, if you download the app and if I download the app and we open it at the same time, why are you getting certain products put before you and why am I getting other ones before me?
Is that because they are tracking you and they know what you like and what you don't like?
That is the question that's being asked. It's one of the areas that's being looked at. Another one, and this is a serious conversation that I think, you know, if you are a parent and if you have young people in your home who are using this app, you need to talk to them about, is the safety of the products that are on this application. There's a whole host of techie bits and pieces, cables, and they don't meet the European standards in terms of quality. And there have been reports of things catching on fire and so on. So there's a few different areas that the EU is now looking at. There are cease and desist letters in place in Germany and other parts of Europe now to try and put manners on the operation of this application. But it's just another example of how something can become the next big thing. And it's only a year on then that the rest of us catch on going, is this right?
Okay. So just before you go, what do shoppers need to know?
So you need to be eyes wide open when you are buying something from this marketplace. The quality is up for yourself to determine. But when it comes to anything relating to safety, so whether you are buying
Something you're plugging in, for example.
Something you're plugging in, if you're buying blankets, anything for newborns where you have to meet certain quality standards from a European point of view, I would avoid it absolutely. I think this will be one that's going to play out for a little while. But my advice would be, in most instances, avoid it.
Caveat emptor, buyer beware.
Yes, indeed.
Jess Kelly, thank you indeed for that.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.